Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Tim Roy, the voice of the Golden State Warriors, and you're listening to the Warriors Replay on 95.7 The Game. Topside here at Chase Center. Let's get the starting lineup now for the Warriors. Let's go down here for Franco Finn.
In his ninth NBA season from Michigan State, number 23, Draymond Green. Playing in his seventh year out of Kansas, number 22, Andrew Wiggins. In his sixth NBA season from UCLA, number 5, Kevon Looney. Playing his second year out of Kentucky, number 15, Michael Mulder. In his 12th season out of Davidson, number 30, Stephen Curry.
There you go. They're the starting five for head coach Steve Kerr. His counterpart, Luke Walton, will bring Harrison Barnes, a former Warrior, now in his ninth year out of North Carolina, 28 years of age, averaging just shy of 60 a night, 49% from the field. The former Portland Trailblazer, Mo Harkless, also in his ninth year, averaging 4 points, 2 rebounds, shooting 44% from the field. Originally drafted by Philadelphia back in the 2012 draft. Rashawn Holmes will be on a minutes restriction coming off a hamstring issue. 6'10", 235 pounds, averaging 14 points, just shy of 9 boards, and shooting 64% from the field. The guard line will be Buddy Hield, the shooter from Oklahoma, who up until Stephen Curry's recent run was neck and neck with Steph for the lead in the association with most of threes made. He's averaging 16.6 a night and shooting 38.5 beyond the arc. Tyrese Halliburton, good-looking rookie, 6'5 guard out of Iowa State, will handle the point position with De'Aaron Fox out in health and safety protocols. Time for your CarMax keys to the game, and once again, we welcome Tom Tolbert.
This one, Tim's just about being attentive. Know who the personnel is.
Sorry, what'd you say?
Thank you. Why I oughta.
I oughta.
With Fox being out, he's the guy that drives this thing for him. But without him, they're going to look to Halliburton to run the show. And I think he's more than capable. But you got to understand who the guys are that can shoot you out of a game and shoot you into a game if you're the Sacramento Kings. Hield is number one. He's the guy you got to make put the ball on the floor. Don't let him get hot from three. Make sure you get back in transition. This team loves to run. Make sure you push it. This team's brutal on the defensive end. So if you don't have anything perfect, back it out, get something, they'll give it to you. But more than anything, Just be as attentive as you were against the Nuggets.
Zach Zarba, who was from Brooklyn before Brooklyn became cool, is the crew chief tonight. And he throws the ball up. Matt Bowen is out there as well for the association. Stephen Curry has the first handle as the Warriors want the tip. Ryan Forte is the third official. Wiggins takes a right sideline. Poe goes and bounces into a shot off the dribble. Misses from about 18. The rebound snapped out of the air by Harrison Barnes. Ball thrown the far side by Mo Harkless to Heald. Now to Halliburton. He'll dump it to Barnes. Clear through. ISO Harrison, no. He'll feed Holmes in the paint. Double clutch over to Halliburton. That push three of his is up and no good. Rebound fought for and grabbed by Wiggins. Warriors wearing their bright yellow jerseys tonight as Mulder takes a three on the left side. It's up and no good. Says the Bay across the front with blue letters, blue numbers. Sacramento in black with white letters and white numbers. Halliburton takes a handoff. Chest pass over. Harkless pump fake. Puts it on the deck. Shoots over Looney. Tough shot. Banker won't go. Holmes right there to clean it up, and he scores low right.
I should have also mentioned to keep him off the glass.
Yeah.
Holmes is a tremendous offensive rebounder.
And they have found something in him. Mm-hmm. This guy knows how to play. Draymond Green feeds Looney. Looney at the top of the key. Looks for someone to pass to. It's Curry. Curry in traffic. Strip. Whistle. No. Ball thrown ahead by Harkless to Buddy Hield. Hield one-on-one with Mulder. Shoots anyway. It's up and good.
Wow. I mean, if you're Mulder, you're happy.
Yeah.
You're like two-on-one. He takes a 15-foot fadeaway jump shot and buries it in your face. Oh, well.
That's fine. Doesn't look as bad on film. Draymond throws a pass over the head of Curry. Comes out of bounds. The Warrior bench thought Curry got held on the play. Matt Bolin ignores their pleas. Halliburton off a high screen roll. Holmes and pushes it up with the right hand. It's very effective. It's up and good. And Sacramento has scored the first of six of this game. Draymond almost loses the ball in the backcourt. Recovers it. Takes it across the timeline. Pass to Mulder. He's open inside and laid it in. Off the cut, Mulder catches and scores. He's been looking to get to the paint more the last couple of nights.
And a couple flushes, too. Yeah,
how about that? The truth is up there. Halliburton with a drive, and he scores a runner. Mulder got caught on his hip on the play, never could catch up.
Yeah, the truth was that wasn't good defense.
Yes, 8-2. Sacramento with the lead. Curry double feeds Looney at the elbow. Entry pass down low to Wiggins. Cut off by Holmes. Feeds Mulder. He'll come right. Won't shoot. Got to Wiggins. Wiggins in the corner with five. Dribble drive. Gets double team. Pass deflected. Draymond back over to Mulder. Left side three. Short. Tipped up and in by Wiggins.
Just wedged out a little space for himself and went up and tipped that one in.
Halliburton watches Heald come over to set a screen once and twice and takes it off the high screen by Barnes. It's a catch and shoot three for Harrison that doesn't go. Draymond Green's got the rebound. Draymond right across the logo wants to quicken the tempo, feeds Curry. He'll fire away. Three ball on the left sideline for Steph Curry. Held that release high in the air to watch it swish through.
And he made the shot, but Draymond made the play, not only with the pass, but by pushing it.
Halliburton hook pass up top to Holmes. Holmes shows the ball to Looney, maintains his dribble, now flicked it backwards to Buddy Hield. Hield will fire away again. This one's up and good. It is a three for Hield beyond the arc, just to the right of the top of the key. It makes it 11-7 Sacramento. We have 8:27, our time remaining in quarter number one. Curry, cross court, Looney, Wiggins to Mulder. Mulder backs up, feeds Looney back to the basket, looks for a cutter. None forthcoming. Feeds Draymond up top. Curry gets doubled initially. Ball knocked away by Harkless. Deflected to the backcourt. Curry now with two. With one. Takes a deep three. It's up and good! Curry to the right of the logo. My goodness. Just like that. It's a one-point game again. Just ridiculous. Buddy Hield chased by Curry. Takes him to the right sideline. Runs him through a screen. Throws to Barnes. Ball deflected. Sails out of bounds. It will be Sacramento ball with seven to shoot.
We got to come up with something else. I mean, Stepdiculous doesn't work. Restepulous doesn't work. I don't know. I got to come up with something. Or just something he does that's beyond.
Buddy Hield gets wide open because Steph didn't make the switch. And the three ball is good. It's 14-10. Defensive breakdown for Golden State. Ball to Looney. Looney from the left elbow. Knocks down a jumper. He's got a nice jumper. Just doesn't, you know, he kind of has to brush off the dust off it once in a while.
He doesn't look for it at all.
Halliburton doubled, feeds Holmes. Full head of steam right down the lane. Gets fouled, and he'll shoot two.
No, going back to that step three, I mean, yeah, it's ridiculous, no doubt. But did any of us think he was going to, like, did anybody think it wasn't going to have a decent chance of going
in? Yeah, you know it's got a decent chance. Yeah.
Like, he doesn't just shoot. Every once in a while, he'll have a clunker. But for other guys, if it hits the rim or looks like a halfway decent shot from where he shot it, you're like, okay. With him, you're like, yeah, I half expect this to go in, no matter where he was. Like, oh, 3 seconds left, half court. That's Steph. He'll be fine.
It's unbelievable. It's truly amazing. You know, the other night, you know, he had 30-something and going, why aren't we going nuts over this?
Oh, it seemed like 18.
He does it all the time. Yeah. He's averaging 30.
Yeah, his 32 seemed like 18 that night.
Yeah.
He didn't even score in the first quarter.
Gary Payton, the second, comes in. Mulder to sit down. And I think they brought in Payton to kind of go nose-to-nose with Buddy Hield. See if he can cool him down a little bit. 1 of 2 from the free throw line for Holmes, makes it 15-12. Warriors with it. Draymond from Curry for three. Off the rim, off the glass, doesn't go. Hield with a left-hand push pass ahead to Harkless. He makes a move trying to get around Draymond. Draymond with the strip and the seal. Wiggins 3-on-2 right down Broadway. Nobody stopped him. Gets the bounce off the back plate, and it's a 15-14 game. Warriors trailing by one. Halliburton, high screen, feeds Holmes. Double clutch, goes reverse on the other side. Nicely done. Timeout for Steve Kerr. 17-14 Sacramento. 6:47 to go. Quarter number one on the 95.7 The Game Warriors Radio Network, presented by United Airlines. 17-14 Sacramento leads by three. 6:47 to go in the first quarter. Our Twitter question brought to you by the K5 from Kia. Where and how are you listening? And in honor of the Oscars, which are being handed out tonight, who do you think is the best actor in the association? We have so many to choose from. It's a very talented field. We know they're all winners. They all get a participation medal. Payton with the ball for the Warriors. They're attacking the basket to our right. Draymond Green with it. Looks, goes to the far corner. Wiggins rotates to Payton. He's open for three and knocked it down. Ties the game at 17.
Any points you get from him is a bonus.
Absolutely.
He's in there for his deep.
And he is nose-to-nose with Buddy Hield. Mo Harkless hands off to Hield. Hield doesn't look at the bucket, throws it over to Halliburton toward midcourt. Halliburton backs up, gets Looney, throws to the right wing to Barnes. Barnes guarded by Wiggins, takes a contested three with four on the clock, and it's a swish from the right sideline. Tough shot by Harrison Barnes. Draymond directing traffic, gets to the foul line, throws to Wiggins, has a three, fakes it, spins, step back, goes to Draymond. Draymond, the right wing to Looney. Warriors not getting much out of this. Looney now drives, gets to the middle, spins back to the right. Underhand scoop to the hoop is up and no good over Damian Jones, the former Warrior, running the floor now for Sacramento. Catches low left, throws the ball out on the bounce to Barnes. It's a former Warrior two-man game, and Barnes takes another three, and it's good. Back-to-back triples by the former Warrior. It's 23-17.
Yeah, he really struggled the last game against the Warriors, but getting off to a nice start tonight.
Draymond double clutches on a two, but makes it a step inside the arc. Warriors down four. Steve Kerr up applauding his team. Luke Walton patrolling the sideline for Sacramento. Jones, high post, two dribbles, leaves it for Barnes. Barnes backs up. Eight on the clock, gets a screen. Takes another three, a little heat check for Harrison Barnes, and he's still hot.
Woo.
9 quick points for Barnes, and it's 26-19, the 7-point lead for the Kings.
And those aren't easy wide open threes either.
Draymond penetrates, leaves his feet, great bounce pass to Payton, goes to the other side of the bucket to avoid Jones, and lays it in on the right-hand side, 26-21.
Incredible vision to see that.
Warriors need to get some stops here. Halliburton to Harkless. Harkless hasn't had a shot, so he takes a jumper. No good. Rebound goes to Payton. Actually, he his second shot, but he hadn't had a touch in a while. Payton gets the ball to Looney. Looney to Curry. Curry stops, doubled, feeds Wiggins, fakes, jab step, trying to get to that right hand. Does so on Barnes. Slow motion move. Hit it way too hard off the glass, and Barnes with the board. Halliburton takes it in stride down the near sideline. Cross court to Barnes on the right wing. He drives on the right hand, throws the ball deflected out of bounds by Draymond. That's good to see it ricocheted off a couple of fans in the far corner. Luke Walton calls time. 4 minutes left in the first quarter. Sacramento up 5, 26-21 on the Warriors Radio Network, presented by United Airlines. Well, in the Portland-Memphis game today, Rondae Hollis-Jefferson had 1 point, one rebound, one assist, one steal, and one block. Nobody's done that since the immortal Alexei Shved back in 2013. Kings with the ball out of the timeout. Heald had it deflected to the backcourt by Payton. Takes him down the left sideline now as he retrieved it and shoots a floater up, no good. Tipped out by Draymond, right to Curry. Pass to Poole, slightly behind him. Poole goes and gets it on top of the logo. Payton with Poole, Draymond, Oubre, and Curry. That's a small five out there for Steve Kerr. Draymond turns, sets a screen, pass inside, catching and laying it in is Payton, all in one motion. It's 26-23 now. Warriors down by three. DeLon right where the double nickel. Gets the ball in the corner. Baseline drive thrown over to the corner to Barnes, who hits his fourth three of the first quarter.
I think they might want to locate him.
Yeah, he's had 12 points in about the last 3 minutes. Curry off a screen. He'll take a deep three off the dribble. Rattled that one home right over Damian Jones. 29-26, Buddy Hield, Luke Walton having a conversation about that. Right with it. It's his older brother, Darrell, works for NBC Sports Bay Area. Dribble drive by Barnes. Left hand, no good. Goes to the deck. Rebound goes to Draymond. 5-on-4. Stops and Poole fakes. Pass to the corner to Oubre Jr. Dropped it. The Warriors really messed that up. Oubre Jr. backs up and just shoots a three and hits it. Ties the game at 29.
Very casual.
Sure that Steve just drew it up that way.
Oh, absolutely. You know?
Right, guarded by Oubre. Goes up top to Barnes. Barnes working on Poole. Barnes fakes, comes to the left-hand drive, slows down. A little bank shot, kissed it in. He's got 14.
Yeah, that's all slow for Barnes right now.
31-28. That was a two by Oubre Jr. A whistle and a foul. It's going to be an offensive foul on Curry. Call made by Brian Forte, son of former official Joe Forte. Kyle Guy comes in, healed to sit down. So it's Wright, Guy, Davis, Jones, and Barnes. Barnes with 14 points in the last 4 minutes. Wright waits. Popping out, catching, and shooting and missing that time was Davis. And the rebound goes to Draymond Green. Now Curry takes it, full head of steam. Bounce pass back to Draymond. Goes to the backcourt, and that's a violation as Curry made a silly pass.
Well, I think he was going to go up for the three, and then they jumped him. And he didn't expect that, so he didn't really have a clean look at the bucket. He just decided to try to throw it behind him and see what happened. Actually, you know what? The pass was so bad that no one got a hand on it, which is probably good, because if the Kings got a hand on it, that would have been an easy deuce going the other way.
Juan Toscano-Anderson gets a nice round of applause. He's back out there. Had a headband on 2 nights ago. Does not have one on now. We have someone on Sacramento with a bleeding issue, so we'll have to wait and get that. That's Damian Jones right above the left eye.
Cut me, Mick. Cut me.
Luke Walton uses this as a time for an impromptu timeout. Not sure why the Kings get to do that and the Warriors don't. But by the way, Matt Bolin, who's going to help get the ball back into play. He's from Putnam, Connecticut. That's in the northwest part of the state. We actually played my high school played a team up there once a couple years in a row. Putnam Catholic.
Did you win?
Yeah, we went up there. They didn't like us too much.
Nice. Oh,
and then he's also a former PGA official, a PGA pro, club pro.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, be careful then.
Yeah.
If he ever asks you if you want to wager playing golf, nah, we're good.
We're good. No. We're all right. Ball thrown in to Wright. Takes it over to the near wing. Picks up his dribble. Locates inside. Ball inside. A dunk and a foul off the move by Metu, who had just come in for Damian Jones. Apparently couldn't get that bleeding stopped quick enough, and he just turns, makes a man-like move, and dunked it.
Yeah, that's where the lack of size comes in. Looney's back in, but he wasn't around. It was Poole and Oubre down there trying to stop Metu, and Metu's a little more offensively gifted than Damian Jones.
Zemetu, the former San Antonio Spur, now in his third year. Makes the free throw. 34-28. Warriors have had no answer stopping Sacramento offensively. Curry gets free off a screen. Misses a three. Looney hustles to the rebound. Deflected it to Poole. The JTA back cut by Curry, but the pass was kicked and stolen.
And that's where if you're Poole, you get that offensive rebound, look for Steph. Just try to find him because he was wide open for about 2 seconds. And that's what a lot of guys who have played with Steph for so long realize. You get an offensive rebound, he relocates better than anybody.
Curry catches the inbounds, hands it right back to the passer, who was Oubre Jr. Oubre driving, goes up, misses the runner. It's meant to recover the challenge. Guy with the rebound takes it out quickly to the front court left. Finds a man. It's wide open with the jumper. It bounces twice up and no good as Davis. Boy, he just saw nobody even looked at him.
Nope.
34-28. Kings with a lead. Toscano Anderson dribbles it over to Curry. Curry lowers his head, splits traffic, goes around Matua, up and in. Right hand flip by Curry. He's got 11 in the quarter. 34-30, final 50 seconds of the first. Now a drive. Davis floats it high off the glass. It's up and good.
That was too easy.
Yeah.
Just to a strong hand, straight line drive.
Curry driving on right, steps out, passes to Looney. Hand off to Poole. This launches a three in the left wing. Back plate miss. Jones a rebound. Or Davis the rebound. Davis takes it right side. Waits. A two. Hands it back. Davis drives on. Curry gets around. Stripped by Curry. It's out of bounds. Sacramento maintains. 19.7 in the quarter. 13 on the clock. And Sacramento has gone the entire quarter without committing a foul.
Is that legal?
There are other implications, but okay. Guy with it. Left side dribble drive. He goes up, got fouled by Poole. Bucket's good, and Guy's going to go to the free throw line.
I mean, that's twice now. He's right-handed.
Yep.
Just straight line drive. You got to stay in front of him. And this is what I was talking about earlier, Tim, just the attentiveness. Knowing who you're guarding, knowing what they do, knowing what hand they're going to go with, and make sure you don't give them stuff easy. And right now, he makes his free throw. That's a 39-point quarter for the Kings.
Yep. They're seventh in the league in scoring. It's not like they can't score, but still, Warriors have played so well defensively lately. Free throw by Guy is true. Down to 12 seconds as Curry walks it across the far sideline. Bounce pass to Oubre Jr. Right corner to Juan Toscano Anderson. Drives in, feeds in low to Looney. Looney gets a layup with 3.3 to go. Nice pass by JTA. Wright will take it at half court. Bumps into Curry. Falling out of bounds. Throws one up. It's short. And that's how the quarter ends. So a lot of work to do for Steve Kerr's ball club. They trail by seven at the end of one, 39-32. Second quarter action upcoming on the 95.7 The Game Warriors Radio Network presented by United Airlines. We started the second quarter 39-32. Warriors down by seven. They have surrendered a total of 18 points in the paint. Kings have made five threes. And the Warriors with four turnovers have resulted in 7 points, all part of your Comrax game summary. Tom, what did you see?
Well, all you need to know is effective field goal percentage. Warriors 69-6, Kings 70.
Oof.
Not a whole lot of defense being played so far. So, again, who are you guarding? What do they do? And make sure you try as best you can to take that away.
So the Kings have the ball to start the second quarter. Wright will bring it up hard down the near side. Guy clears out from the left corner. So Wright gets a screen with Harkless. Finds Guy, who circles all the way up top. Misfires on a three. As we reset the lineups, Poole with JTA, Oubre, and Wiggins for the Warriors. Guy, who's out there with Metu and Davis. Off a screen, Poole, right side, cross-court feed. JTA wants to drive. Hero steps down the lane. Rejected by Matu. Ball deflected and goes to Guy. Matu's been active, running the floor, catches, whistle. It's going to be off his leg, out of bounds. Luke Walton on the floor. That probably could have been a foul there.
I think I heard it from up here.
Kevon Looney nailed Matu.
Wow.
Got him on the
he almost took his
on
arm
the
off.
Right arm. Wow, that's one of the most and now a touch foul called on Sacramento. That's going to send Luke Walton into a.
Well, Metu's got to be. What do you want?
Yeah, exactly.
That was one of the more, not a flagrant foul, but a flagrant foul that I've seen that wasn't called.
Fouls on Harkless. Chimose Metu's had an impact coming in.
Yeah, he has.
Wiggins off a screen. Pressured by Metu. Gets the ball to Looney. Hand off to Poole. Poole doubled on the sideline. Locates Oubre Jr. Open. Launches. Air ball to three. Loose ball on the deck. Nice. Going for it as Looney throws it up to the rim. He tried to get a shot off from his backside with a shot clock expiring.
How about that?
Unbelievable.
I mean, the fact he knew that.
Yeah.
I mean, most guys would panic and throw it back out. He knew exactly where the shot clock was.
Right with it. Stutter steps across midcourt. Metu waits for Guy, flipped it to him. Guy chased by Poole. Stops it, double dribbled, and turned it over. Yeah. Zach Zarba says, can't do that here. Maybe if you're in Charlottesville, it's a home crowd.
I don't even know if you can get away with that there.
No, I don't think it makes sense.
I mean, that way you don't see those very often.
No, kind of a brain fade there.
Yep.
So, see what the Warriors could do to get something going here. Down by seven, early second quarter. Now we get another whistle. The Kings, who did not commit a foul in the first quarter, have committed two in the first 89 seconds of the third, and both of them to Mo Harkless. Rashawn Holmes will come back in. He's on minutes restriction tonight for Sacramento, but already effective in 5 minutes, 8 points, and a board. Guy will sit down. Metu will sit down. Holmes comes back in, and he is joined by far side. Wiggins throws it in, but it's odd looking. Deflected. Now drives on Holmes. Powers his way in. Floats it up. No good. Rebound loose. Oubre Jr. gets it right back up and scores.
When he gets offensive rebounds, it's really hard to stop him because he's got such great bounce and length.
Halliburton back out there for Sacramento as Wright continues to handle as the point guard. Guarded by Looney. Wants to take him off the dribble. Throws to Halliburton. A catch and shoot three left side. It's in front of the rim. Bounces off and goes to Poole. Poole gets a drag screen by Looney and accelerates down the lane. Throws to Oubre Jr. Pass intended for JTA. Deflected out of bounds by the quick hands of Mo Harkless.
What a nice job, too, by Looney staying in front of Wright that last possession. So he had to kick it out on the perimeter. He doesn't let it's hard. If you're a guard, you got a big guy on you, you think I got him. But Looney makes it tough on you.
Looney takes it topside, throws to Juan T. Got it to Poole. Poole lets go a three. Too strong, and the rebound corralled by Halliburton. Halliburton throws ahead. Far corner, Harkless. Tries to make a move on JTA. Cannot. Gets it up top. Davis met by Looney. Retreats. Now he wants to go one-on-one. Davis settles for a three instead. Shoots it. Popped out. And there's Oubre Jr. with a defensive rebound. 39-34. Only bucket scored in this quarter was off an Oubre offensive rebound. Looney topside. Shovel to Oubre. Now spins. Falls down on the drive. Trying to get the ball. Squirted it loose to Wiggins. His pass deflected and stolen away by Wright. Wright lowers his head. Drives all the way. They finally stop ball. Gets it to Halliburton on the near side. Far side. The jumper is good by Davis. It's a triple. That's 42-34. Kings lead by eight. And Warriors' defensive problems that time really caused by their offense. Looney to JTA. Downstairs to Wiggins. Wiggins left box. Loves the left box. Trying to step through it. Double team. Pass goes to Poole, who telegraphed it, but it deflected right back to him. Goes and falls to the floor, gets tied up, and the Warriors have been sloppy, sloppy, sloppy.
I was going to add another one, but I think three's enough.
Three's enough.
Yeah.
Or as they like to say, three's company.
Do 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 do.
Yeah.
Come and knock on my door.
Hey, any show with Don Knotts.
Yeah. Love that show. The Ropers?
Oh, yeah. The delay we have here is it's a traditional thing in the association. It's getting everybody lined up for the jump ball.
It's ridiculous.
It is. But deflected by JTA. Comes right back to Sacramento. Right in the open floor. Sees more gold jerseys than black, throws it back outside. Halliburton with it, dishes to the corner. Long a jumper there by Harkless. Usually pretty good at the corner three. No good. Rebound deflected out by Wright. His shot no good. The rebound goes to Looney. Actually, that was Davis topside with the jumper, not Wright. Ball goes to Oubre Jr. left side, and he hits a left wing three. And it's 42-37. Warriors down by five. Halliburton with a play call in from Luke Walton, but he didn't see it materialize. It calls a timeout with 8:04 left in the first quarter. Now the 95-7 The Game Warriors Radio Network presented by United Airlines. You mention it, and you get it.
There you go.
There's our crack staff back there. Man. Spencer Bennett at the controls. R.C. Davis, shadow lurking somewhere.
Oh, man, we could really get off track.
Oh, we get off
come
the
back late in the third. It's the Warriors.
Yeah, yeah. Halliburton floats one up. He wanted to pass it, I thought, when he jumped. Yep. Gets it right back. Quick release. No good off the rebound. No deflected away by Draymond. Poole has it. So Draymond's back out there with Oubre, JTA, Poole, and Wiggins. Draymond had 19 assists the other night. Slides it over to Oubre Jr. Let's fly. Shot short. Rebound Barnes. Barnes the other way. Barnes stops. Brings it to the right sideline. Halliburton cuts through. Taking his defender with him. Buddy Hield. Guarded by Poole. Gets the switch. Now guarded by Oubre Jr. They throw to Barnes. Barnes has Poole now. Sees lots of jerseys in help position. Pass to the lane. Knocked away by Wiggins. Picked up by Poole. Poole throws ahead. Bad pass deflected out of bounds, and Wright will be the last one to touch. DeLon Wright played his college ball in the Pac-12 for Utah. It's the 20th pick of the 2015 draft. Wiggins on the bounce to Poole. Throws up top. JTA to Oubre Jr. Cut off in the baseline. Nice defense there by Wright. JTA tells Oubre Jr. to post up. Can't do that. So Draymond gets it. His pass just batted down, stolen by Halliburton. Bad possession for the Warriors, who trail by five, 42-37, 6:59 to go in the first half. Halliburton takes the teardrop from the left angle, gets a soft bounce off the rim. It's up and good. 44-37. Halliburton with his second bucket. Poole with the handle up top. Whereas with a double stack on the far side, Poole will hand it to JTA, who circles. Now fakes, drives, and dunks right to the rim, and he slammed it down.
Yeah, that's when you just catch him napping. Take advantage.
And here's a fake, and Wright stutter steps on his drive, puts it up, no good, and a foul drawn. It's beyond Wiggins.
Well, Steve, but you know what I'd say? How come our center can keep guys from going to their strong hand and our guards can't?
It's a very good question. By the way, the Twitter question tonight, which is brought to you by the K5 from Kia, where and how are you listening? And in honor of the Oscars being held tonight, who's the best actor in the association? Let's get a couple of responses. Terry, listening in the city, synced with TV. Thank you, Terry. So it has to be James Harden. It was not the movie I would want to watch tonight, though. Bruce, it welcomes you back to the booth, Tom.
Thank you.
And says, Patrick Beverly, without a doubt.
Okay. Just
listening on the Odyssey app there.
Yeah. So. I always go, I mean, Vlade's the all-timer.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Today's game, best flopper, I got to go Chris Paul.
Ooh, there you go.
Chris Paul's very...
Because he's got the head bob, too, you know?
Oh, he jerks his body back, and that's just too much for me.
One of two from the free throw line, DeLon Wright, 45-39, Warriors down six. Curry back in there and draws a foul.
And it's too bad, too, because, like, every other thing about Chris Paul, literally, I love. I love him as a person. I love the way he carries himself. I love him as a leader. He's a Hall of Famer. I just wish he wouldn't flop.
JTA off the inbounds. Pass batted down. Another sloppy play by Golden State. That should be their 10th turnover. Buddy Hield in transition. Left side hits a three as the Warriors continue to be their own worst enemy. 48-39, Sacramento. Curry, full head of steam on Holmes. Goes reverse. Blocked by Holmes. Nice play. DeLon Wright takes it in traffic. Good fake on JTA. Goes down the lane. Gets it to the corner. Halliburton there for three. Short as Curry came back and made a good effort to challenge that shot. JTA crosses midcourt, fakes, now picks up his dribble. Nobody moving on the far side, the near side, so he throws over the top to Poole. Draymond inside, Curry cutting, locates JTA, launches, and the three spins off the glass, no good. Halliburton almost dropped the outlet from Holmes, gets it, wearing powder blue sneaks. Of course, powder blue, one of the colors of the Kings back when they had colors. Halliburton with a shot down the run. No good. Curry got the rebound. Curry throws ahead.
Nice.
It's JTA to the rim with a right hand.
Sometimes all you got to do is run hard.
48-41, 5:09 to go second quarter. Kings maintaining their lead, but the Warriors not going away either. On the 95.7 The Game Warriors Radio Network presented by United Airlines. Lisa checks in on email, timroy@warriors.com. It's T-I-M-R-O-Y-E. And we were talking about Three's Company. She says, wasn't it Norman Fell? And yes, he was Mr. Roper.
Yes.
Don Knotts was Mr. Farley.
Mr. Farley, correct.
Okay. Yeah, so there we go.
Sort that out, Tim.
Full service broadcast. Mattu with his flip to Halliburton, stolen by Curry, who outraces Halliburton to the rim and scores off the turnover. So out of a timeout, Warriors get a bucket off of the defensive side. Buddy Hield and Halliburton play catch. Hield wanted to shoot. Backed up, guarded by Oubre Jr. Drifting left. Doubled. Barnes with it. Barnes up top on Draymond. Just like practice a few years ago. And Barnes gets around him with a hesitation move and scores off balance.
That was nasty.
16 in the first half for Harrison Barnes.
I don't see Harrison pull that one out of the bag very often, if ever.
Draymond Green, far wing. The cutter pass deflected. It's out of bounds off Sacramento. That's a break for the Warriors, who have given up 15 points off of turnovers in the first half.
Yeah, well, the defense started out strong here in the second quarter, but it's kind of leaking oil a little bit, and that's how they're going to get back in this thing, getting some stops.
Draymond inbounds near side of the basket to our right to Oubre. On the bounce, back to Draymond at the box. Finds a cutter. It's Curry. He's double-teamed and a foul. So Curry will head, I believe, to the free throw line. Zach Zarba with the call. Warriors down by 7, 4:12 to go before halftime. Dwayne checks in on email. Since we're there, says James Harden, the number one actor. Dwayne's listening in the wine country. He's got a sync to the TV broadcast. Jay in the Tenderloin says his vote goes for old school, Manu Ginobili.
Ooh, that's a good one, too.
Or as Brent Berry used to call him, El Contusion.
That's a great nickname.
Oh. One of the
great.
Best. First free throw attempt for Golden State comes with 4:12 to go in the first half. And you can hear in the background, that's not canned in noise. These are fans. We have actual fans here tonight. Second game in a row. It's great to have them here. And they're chanting MVP for Steph. And Steph misses a free throw. 50-44. Halliburton up top. Chimezie Metu, crossover dribble with Draymond. Held him up on that. Barnes down the lane, shoots over Curry. Whistle, it's going to be an offensive foul on Harrison Barnes as Curry stepped up to take the charge.
Yeah, Harrison just a little out of control on that one, and Steph just held his ground. That's all he did.
Curry with the catch right in front of Kings coach Luke Walton. It's been very tough to coach this team this year with all the injuries they've had and some of the situations they've had. Draymond Green feeds inside. JTA to the cutting. Oubre coming down the baseline right to left for a two-hand slam. Warriors within four. Here's Harkless going reverse and scores. Golden State just didn't get back on defense.
Yeah, it didn't take away. Wiggins just didn't cut off the baseline. No help. Easy stuff.
52-46 Kings. Curry pump fake. Gets fouled by Buddy Hield, gets the shot off, and it's going to be three shots for Curry. Curry trying to make that left-handed shot, which he did the other night.
He made that in Boston, right?
Yep. So Curry will get three shots here.
This is something the competition committee is going to take a look at during the offseason. I think they need to. This is something they need to get rid of. Guys jumping into players, and I think that was probably a good call. But it's something where you got to stop players from just jumping willy nilly into players just to get to the free throw line.
Willy nilly.
Yeah, I channeled my dad there for like 5 seconds. Willy nilly. Well, if I was going to say it, I usually said. I would have to.
Cut The band that had the tape recordings?
Milli Vanilli.
Yeah,
girl, you know it's true.
And we have a technical foul here on the Warriors.
What?
Draymond Green got a technical. Zach Zarba teed him up. Draymond was complaining about something while Curry was shooting free throws. So Buddy Hield goes down to the other end.
and hits a technical.
That's something you see all the time, right? Someone getting technical
while your team shooting the free throws. Draymond's still talking a little bit. He needs to, you know, Zach Zarba is a very good official. He's giving him a very long leash and having a dialogue with him as opposed to just saying, you know. Free throw good by Curry. So after the free throws, it's 53-49, 4-point lead for Sacramento. Without the tee, it's a one-possession game. Halliburton tries to penetrate, cannot. Harkless throws it back up top for him. Both teams missing numerous players. Harrison Barnes, left-hand dribble drive, big jump stop, handoff to Halliburton, off the dribble jumper, misfires. Draymond Green, defensive rebound on the far wing. Looks up with the dribble. Waiting now as Wiggins flashes through. Curry, given a three, takes a step to his left, says, I want the straight-on three, and knocked it down, and we have a one-point game.
Still amazes me when Steph comes off a screen, big guys sink. I have no idea why.
Curry with 20, healed, fires, and gets the three right back for Sacramento. Curry now with 31, 20-plus halves. Draymond's pass too far ahead of JTA. It's off his fingertips, out of bounds, unforced error. And Draymond pats his chest, the universal symbol of my bad.
My bad.
56-52, Sacramento. They have controlled this game after jumping ahead 6-0. Halliburton now is going down off a moving screen with Oubre. And it's a offensive foul on Mathieu. And a turnover. Luke Walton, who has, of course, another former Warrior assistant coach on that bench, and Alvin Gentry. Bobby Jackson's part of their coaching staff. Rico Hines, well-known names. JTA comes right down the lane off a pick and roll from Curry. Nobody wanted to leave Curry, and JTA gets a wide open dunk. 56-54, Sacramento. Right, waits behind the screen, bounce pass. The two, looks for a handoff. Heald wants to get it toward midcourt. Now waits, cuts, was open. They couldn't get it to him. Mathieu turns and launches from 17, and it's off the rim. Warriors could tie or take the lead here. Here comes Curry down the right sideline. Now over to JTA. The cutter's Draymond. Feeds left corner. There's Wiggins for a three. It's good! And the Warriors have the lead for the first time with a minute 40 to go in the half, 57-56. Right, dribbles left side. Barnes waits at the top of the key. Right, crossover dribble. Now feeds Mathieu. Goes up for the slam. Lost the ball on the way up. Curry has it. Long lead pass for JTA. Stumbles, throws it back for Wiggins, who layup. He got blocked by the rim. And Barnes with the rebound. Buddy Hield down the right sideline. Shoveled to Harkless, running the floor, and he flushed it down with two hands.
That's what you call your garden variety four-point swing.
Yep. 58-57. Curry dribbling on Hield. Curry, penetration, slows down. Flipped it up, no good. Rebound, Oubre Jr. in traffic, lost the ball. Hield comes out of the pack with a two-on-two. Stops and pops a 14-footer. It's up and good. Buddy Heald's got a unique way of running the fast break.
Yes, he does. Pulling up for jump shot. 6-for-7 tonight, though. He's on fire.
Yep, 45 seconds left in the half. JTA looks to penetrate. Nice. Back cut, Oubre Jr. layup good and got fouled.
He is an underrated passer.
He's an underrated player.
There's no doubt about that. Passing is one thing you look at. He's always looking to pass. That's the one thing you love about playing with a guy like that. He's a little like Draymond in that regard, that he's not really looking to score. He will try if you're going to leave him wide open or leave a lane open, but he's looking for guys to cut, and if you cut, he's going to find you.
Free throw by Oubre is good. He's got a 12-point half. We're tied at 60, 40 seconds left. Sacramento in an ideal 2-for-1 position here. DeLon Wright penetrates, goes up and scores a layup. The Warriors with a defensive breakdown there. So now Golden State, if they hurry, Curry lets the ball roll, doesn't pick it up until he crosses half. One dribble, launches from about 35, Curry! Inconceivable! 63-62, Warriors up one. 22 seconds, and they got the 2-for-1. The Kings let him roll the ball up to half court. Here's Hield. Hield down the lane, stumbling with a dribble, wants to shoot, gets it over to Mattu, back out to Hield. Sidesteps a jumping JTA and buries a triple, and you said he was on fire. You're absolutely right.
My goodness.
65-63, Draymond up the floor, Curry with it. Doubled toward midcourt, down 3 seconds with 2 seconds. Throws the far wing, threw it out of bounds with .6.
Now let me ask you this. If you're Buddy Hield, who is an incredible three-point shooter, by the way, so you know what three-point shooters look like when they're really good.
Mm-hmm.
How are you not up on Steph when he picks that ball up? You know exactly what he's going to do, don't you?
Well, even just like, you know, fake like you're coming to get him in the backcourt, make him pick the ball up. Buddy Hield double clutches on a three. Misfires, and Kings wanted to get a foul call there. But Zach Zarba and Brian Forte say no. Well, the Warriors have held their last of three opponents to below 40% combined, shooting 39.8. Tonight at halftime, Sacramento shooting 52%, and they lead the Warriors by two, 65-63. On the 95.7 The Game Warriors Radio Network, presented by United Airlines. Well, as the head coach would say, I would vote for getting three stops in a row. That would be the, if you get three stops in a row, you're going to win this game. So
I would vote for stop turning the ball over.
Okay.
You got 10 turnovers. 20's way, way too many. Just way too many possessions where they're really loose with the basketball. So take better care of it. Get some shots up. And then, yeah, obviously the defense. The Kings shot 52%. In that first half, although they hit some tough shots. Hield, Barnes, and Curry, a combined 13 for 15 from three.
Those three guys
are flat out filling it up.
Wow, wow, wow. By the way, Curry now with 83 threes in this month of April. It is the all-time record in the association's history for threes in a month. Harden at 82 in November of 2019.
I don't know if I've ever had 83 buckets in a month.
And Curry shooting 48% this month beyond the arc.
It's insane.
48! Haliburton with the first possession. Kings going left to right. No look pass to the corner. Harkless doesn't want to shoot it past. Deflected down. Barnes lets it roll the backcourt with seven on the shot clock. Pulls up for a three off the dribble. He nailed it! He is 5 for 6 beyond the arc.
2 against 1 from the three-point line.
68-63. Here's Draymond. Fakes a handoff. Gets it to Wiggins. Up top to Mulder. Three ball up and three ball good for Mulder. Gets it right back. It's a two-point game again. Haliburton changes direction. Comes right. Harkless on top of where it says Chase Center. Now to Hield. They're attacking the north basket here at Chase. Haliburton backs up. Throws to the wing. Holmes outside. He's not effective out there. Haliburton with Looney guarding him. Shoots the floater. It's up. It is no good. Shot clock violation. The Warriors get a stop.
Kind of. I mean, they did without it getting a stop, actually.
Well, it's a stop. It's still a stop.
No, I know. Absolutely. But
Curry off a pick. Curry for three for about 25. Back rim miss. Hield the rebound. Early shot that time by the Dubs. Behind the back, Buddy Hield. Left-hand layup bounces out. Draymond with the rebound. Throws it ahead to Mulder. Running the floor, goes up. They'll get blocked away by Holmes. Harkless had it, fumbled it, threw it right back into Looney, who laid it in. We're tied at 68.
Just sticking with it. And I like Mulder's aggressiveness going in, trying to dunk it. Maybe not over Holmes.
Yeah. Well, he did have a couple of the other nine. I think that was in the back of his mind. Haliburton playing point guard. No De'Aaron Fox for Sacramento. Pass to Harkless. Now to Barnes. To Haliburton. Wide open in front of the Warrior bench. And Steve Kerr was talking illegal screens to the officials as they ran by. 71-68. Kings back up by three. Draymond middle of the floor. Off a pick. Feeds Looney. Baseline jumper. Kevon. No good. Tipped by Draymond. No good. Harkless. Fingertips the rebound. Gets it over to Haliburton. Stops right where it says Chaser. Crossover dribble. Fades right. Gets it up top. Harkless has all day. Shot short. Rebound. Karam's off the hand of Holmes to Buddy Hield, who never met a shot he didn't like. Nailed the three on the left side.
Well, that was just a nice break for the Kings. You get the ricochet rebound, and all of a sudden it goes to Hield wide open.
Buddy Hield has yet to miss a three. Curry behind the back to Looney. Looney topside. Dribbles to Draymond. On the left wing, Mulder steps out. Catch and shoot three in front of the Kings bench is true for Mulder. And he cuts the Sacramento advantage in half.
Anytime you want to be open, just be around Steph.
Exactly. You will get even more open than you could possibly dream of. Hield off a back screen. Open three, no good. Draymond gets the rebound. First miss from distance for Hield. Draymond takes Haliburton right inside. Haliburton wanted no piece of him. Just backed away, and Draymond laid it in.
Yeah, everyone was slow getting back because they were making sure to take care of the perimeter. Draymond took advantage.
74-73 Sacramento. Haliburton to Barnes. Barnes waiting. Screen set. Barnes drives on Looney all the way in. Left hand off glass. No good. Ball fumbled away. It's deflected. It is off of Holmes. It's going to be Golden State ball. And Holmes was vehement. He thought it was going to be Sacramento ball. So the Warriors a chance to take a lead. They had one briefly. Curry off a screen. Curry, dribble drive, throws out to the wing to Wiggins. Downstairs to Draymond. Looney catches, tries to go inside, cut off by Holmes. Good defense. Now the ball to Mulder, to Looney, back to Mulder. Lets it fly. Three ball good. The truth is out there, and the Warriors take the lead back. 76-74 with 8:10 to go in the third quarter.
Well, he's confident. When he's open, he just lets it rip.
Starting with this group is giving him a lot of confidence. Yep. That's the last two nights, best we've seen him play. Barnes, topside. Barnes working on Looney. One-on-one on the switch. Crossover behind the back. Takes him down the lane. Stops. Lost the ball. Tipped away by Looney, who gets called for a foul. Our Twitter question tonight, where and how are you listening? And because the Oscars were on tonight, who's the best actor in the association? Gloria from Vallejo agrees with you, Tom. She says Chris Paul's the winner and Blake Griffin's the runner-up. the Clippers back in the day.
He always gets back to that.
Buddy Hield on the wing to Holmes. Double clutch with a flip. It's up and good. Sean Holmes, who's on a minute restriction, ties the game at 76. He's in double figures now. Curry gets doubled. Draymond back to Curry off a back screen. The three ball popped in and out. Rebound to Holmes. Leads Haliburton far sideline. Drifting, waiting, now feeds Holmes. Foul line, push again, short this time. Draymond the rebound. Draymond wants to run. Bounce pass, Curry running the floor. Holds off Hield and laid it in with the right hand.
Nice pass on the go.
78-76, Draymond, 10 assists. Haliburton takes a deep three, doesn't go. Wiggins has the rebound. Warriors up two, 5 minutes gone by in the third. Looney lobbed it downstairs to Draymond. Back to Looney, give and go to Draymond. Pump fake back to Looney. It's a two-man passing drill. No good, Looney. Guys on rebound, tip, no good. Third try for Looney, comes up, blocked again. Gets it back up and laid it in.
What, did he have about seven offensive rebounds in possession?
Wow. 12-2 push for the Warriors. They lead by four, 80-76. Haliburton to Barnes, blasting left side to box. Pump it, goes reverse, and Harrison Barnes having himself a night. 21 now for Barnes, and the Warriors' lead is two.
Good game. These two teams are going at each other.
Oh, yeah. Wiggins terminates his dribble, feeds Looney. Left wing, Draymond. Draymond holds, waits for Curry. Curry can't get free. Ball goes to Wiggins. Reverse pivot, dribbles into a jumper. Nothing there. Holmes runs down the rebound. Haliburton takes it across the timeline, just below the hash mark, met by Mulder. Haliburton takes him through a high screen and roll. Haliburton casually floats it up, missed it on the go. Draymond gets the board. Draymond now with his ninth rebound to go with 10 assists. Curry to the timeline. Steve Kerr wants to talk. 5:51 to go in the third quarter. Golden State leading by two, 80-78. On the 95.7 The Game Warriors Radio Network presented by United Airlines. Well, the box score just changed drastically for two players for the Warriors who lead by two, 80-78, 5:51 to go third. Kevon Looney at halftime was a total of 2 of 4, 4 points. Now he 4 for 11, 5 offensive rebounds.
I think it was all one possession, too. Oh, that was a crazy. Moses Malone, if he were still alive, would be somewhere going, man, that was impressive.
Absolutely. Ball to Draymond Green. Michael Mulder, the other. He's 3 for 3 in the quarter from distance. had 2 points at the break, now has 11. The foul on Sacramento as Curry tried to make a cut. Foul is on heel, that's his third. Draymond Green gets the ball to Wiggins. Curry off the elevator play, catches, but DeLon Wright has just checked in, recovers quickly. Now, Damian Jones guarding Curry, takes a three up, and we've got a wedgie! A wedgie with 5:33 to go in the third. Ball wedged between the rim and the glass. Damian Jones, a good contest on that Curry three.
I think if you want to give it the true wedgie treatment, next time you say that, you go, he got a wedgie.
Oh.
Those are always fun.
Draymond bats the tip back away from Damian Jones. Curry has it. Warriors get a fresh 24 break out of this. Draymond down the lane, lob nice. Inside, and a catch of the dunk. In low for JTA. 82-78 Warriors. Halliburton on the logo. Here comes Damian Jones. Screen set. Switch made. Ball to Buddy Hield. Quick release over Mulder. And another splash for Hield. His sixth three of the night. Give him 25 points.
Well, however close you are to him right now, you better get a little closer.
Curry stops and pops. That's a three off the dribble. Slides that one home. Gets it right back.
And you always better get closer to him.
85-81. I'm always amazed when he gets wide open that nobody's, like, running.
Well, his step backs are devastating.
Harrison Barnes, one-on-one. Gets double, falling out of bounds. Pass right through the hands of Damian Jones to Wiggins. Wiggins drifting right side. Cross-court heave to JTA. Finds Draymond trailing the play. Swings it right, Curry. Nice. Touch pass. Hit inside. A dunk for Wiggins. Beautiful assist by Curry. Hockey assist to Draymond. It's 87-81 Warriors.
Now the offense is cooking.
Get like three stops in a row here. Yep. You could really give yourself some breathing room. Barnes one-on-one with Wiggins. Hield comes over, screen set. Barnes picked up the dribble, back to Hield. Good close by Mulder. Hield puts it on the deck, penetrates over. Barnes open, takes a three right side, doesn't get it. Rebound loose on the deck, and it's DeLon Wright. Stolen away from Draymond. Finds Halliburton. Pump fake on Wiggins. Slow motion move, layup good.
Right now, the way Halliburton's shooting the ball, I'd want to make him shoot and not let him get by me. He's only 4-for-13.
3:45 remaining in the quarter. Draymond, low nice. Bounce pass to Curry. High off the glass and good over a double team. A beautiful exchange between the two Warriors up six. Here's Halliburton the other way. Over to right, corner three, short. Rebound, Draymond. Draymond has Mulder running. Gets trapped, feeds Curry. Curry to Mulder. Mulder open, lets it fly off the rim. Warriors expecting around 3,000 tonight. The upper deck open for the first time. You see fans sprinkled throughout the building. Buddy Hield dribbled it almost on the half-court line. Bounce pass over to Barnes. Barnes backs up JTA, bumped him out of the way, goes up, draws a foul. Shot will be no good. And JTA got hit.
Got a jammed finger, it looks like.
Yeah. Trying to walk it off right now as Barnes heads to the free throw line. And before the game, Steve Kerr on the changes you have to make playing Sacramento without De'Aaron Fox.
Well, we still have to be prepared for their speed. They like to play fast, and obviously, you know, De'Aaron is one of the best in the league at pushing the ball in transition. He's had an amazing year. So they'll miss him, but we still have to prepare the same way. You know, they'll shoot a lot of early threes. They'll try to push the ball up the floor, spread us out. So we're going to have to be really solid defensively. We can't give them anything easy. We can't give them free throws and offensive putbacks, and we've got to handle transition. If we can do that, that'll give us a good chance to win.
I think it was actually not his finger got jammed. I think the little JTAs got roughed up.
Oh, the little Warriors.
Yeah.
Oh, that's never good.
No, not good at all.
Barnes with two free throws, 89-85. Warriors with the ball. JTA stays out there. Poole and Oubre are in. JTA corner three, lets it fly. No good. And defensive rebound taken down by Davis. Former Toronto Raptor Terrence Davis acquired for a second round pick. Here's Wright, who was also picked up late by the Kings. They take a look at a couple of young guards for the rest of the year. Barnes baseline. Oubre guarding him. Ball goes out to the corner. The jumper by Davis, no good. The rebound by Jones, lost as Oubre Jr. got in there. Poole with it. Poole gives up the dribble to Draymond. Now to Curry. Crossover to the right hand. Down the lane. No look bounce pass and a beautiful reverse layup for Juan Toscano-Anderson. Timeout, Sacramento. Luke Walton sees his club starting to lose their grip on this game. JTA now at double figures off the bench. 91-85 Warriors on the 95-7 The Game Warriors Radio Network, presented by United Airlines. 91-85 Warriors, 2:25 left in the third. Draymond Green, 10 assists for the 20th time this season. Golden State with no turnovers in the third quarter. Baseline drive by Davis. Got another one on the far side. Heald there. Toscano-Anderson on him. Heald. Backs up, drives baseline, throws to the wing to Harkless. Touch pass up top right, will put it on the deck. Down the line, slows down, throws it up. It's a good slow motion move over Draymond, makes it 91-87.
And you hit it, Timmy. Accelerated to get to that spot and then slowed himself down so he could have a soft touch.
Draymond Green penetrates, lob, goes off the rim, intended for JTA. Rebound of the Kings. Here they come. Davis over to Heald, takes the three. No good, and JTA with a rebound. He wants to push. Takes across the timeline, puts on the brakes. Jordan Poole will hold it. Waits, finds Curry. Working on Heald. Left hand dribble. Curry. Chest pass to Oubre Jr. Wide open. Three look, no good. And Heald will take it in stride the other way. Warriors up four. Heald shoveled over to right. Running the floor and laying it. It was Mattu. Nobody guarded him and laid it in.
Just kind of lost track of the big guy, and it happens. Everyone's so concerned with the 3-point line.
Curry splits traffic. Head fake, steps into a three, no. Bounce pass to Draymond. Rotates out, goes to JTA to Curry. By the chase center, sign! He rattled another one home.
He may set a record tonight for length of three-point shots.
And that's his first of the second half. Wright bumping down the lane, forced up a shot over Poole. No good, Poole the rebound. Great bounce pass, low, caught by JTA. Thought that was going to end up better than it was. Curry now whistling a foul. As JTA runs over DeLon Wright and then helps him up.
My goodness, that was a stiff pick.
That was the 95th Avenue bus in Oakland. That's what that was.
Oh, man. Wow. Oh, yeah. Woo.
Boy, and you know, and JTA is coming off a game where he ran into the loony bus. Oh, my goodness.
Rattled a couple of chiclets with that one.
Davis hesitates. Lob inside Mattu. Tip no good, but he got fouled apparently in the air. It's going to be no shots, according to Brian Forte. A tip is ruled a non-controlled shot, so it's not like he's in the act of shooting. Because apparently the foul was on the way up. Foul was on Looney. That's his third. Right. Hand off Harkless. Harkless gets it back. Drives on Oubre Jr., gets inside, scores, and got fouled. Oubre just kind of let him go that time. Warrior defense has not been where it has been in recent games.
No, it hasn't been sharp.
No.
And again, right there, you don't want to let him go baseline. You don't want to let him go right. And he got to his right. And then once he got by him, he was able to dictate on his terms what he was going to do. And he decided, let me jump back into Oubre, create some space for myself, and have a chance at an and one.
JTA will sit. Mulder back in. Steve Kerr has played eight the other night for the most part. And Sacramento with a third and one. And Harkless able to put that through to make it 94-92. Long lead pass to Poole. Finds Oubre Jr. The 4-on-4. Mulder downstairs to Looney, low right. Shoveled outside to Oubre Jr. Sideline three, spins off the iron and coming back high in the air. For the board was Davis. Checks the clock, 17 seconds. On top of the logo, shot clock has been turned off. Halliburton gets it back out. Sacramento can tie or take the lead here. To enter the fourth quarter, Halliburton with Curry guarding him. Off the screen, hesitation on Looney. Spins on him, throws it back up top. Harkless open, shoots. No good. Curry has it, throws it the length of the floor. And it hits off the top of the backboard. So, Golden State has 12 minutes left to secure a much-needed victory here as they're in this stretch of 8 of the last to 12 at Chase Center. They lead Sacramento 94-92, 12 minutes to go. On the 95-7 The Game Warriors Radio Network presented by United Airlines. Draymond Green now with his 13th double-double of the season, second straight. Warriors lead by two, 94-92, 12 minutes left. Sacramento shooting 49% and the Golden State 53.5. Part of your CarMax game summary. Curry with a total of 33 points through three quarters. Poole with the first possession. Bouncing the dribble to no success. Throws it back up top for Wiggins. With 10, Wiggins bounce pass, Looney in traffic, pump fake, goes up left-handed, no good, tipped up, no good, tipped up by Wiggins, tipped out, and grabbed by Sacramento. On the go, right, puts on the brakes in the front court. Mattu sets the screen, right down the lane, over the shoulder, up, no good, block, whistle, and a foul. It's Barnes, Halliburton, Davis, Wright, and Mattu against Wiggins, Looney, Poole, Oubre Jr., and Toscano Anderson. And a reminder, Dub Nation, if the Warriors win tonight, you score two. Get five free boneless wings with any 10-piece wing purchase when the Warriors win at home. This offer only valid the day after a Warriors home win. Stop by a Bay Area Wingstop or go to warriors.com/wingstop and use the code DUBNATION. Limit one redemption per customer. Poole with a second foul. And DeLon Wright has tied the game with two free throws. Can the Warriors somehow get their defense up to where they can win this game? Oubre Jr. to Wiggins. Looney with a pick. Wiggins one-on-one. The two guarding him. Doubled over to Oubre Jr. Hesitates. Feeds baseline. JTA back up top to Wiggins. Straight on for three. No good. Rebound slapped around. And it's grabbed by Mattu. Outlet. Davis puts it on the deck and hits the accelerator. Almost stumbles and falls. Recovers on the logo. Throws to Halliburton, far sideline. Guarded by Looney. Halliburton, crossover. Down the lane, to the rim, double clutch, no good, a whistle, a foul, and that's a couple of quick fouls on Golden State.
Well, two defensive possessions, both attacking for the Kings, and both resulting in free throws. Got to try as best you can to wall off the paint, keep guys out on the perimeter, and over the next 6 minutes, Andrew Wiggins been pretty quiet tonight. Be a nice time for him to get going a little bit.
Yep. You're saying it's Wiggins time?
Wiggins time.
Wiggins time. 95-94. Sacramento's taking the lead back on the free throw line with three straight to open the quarter. Halliburton hits another one. 96-94 Kings. It's a rubber match between the two. Both teams have won a game in a three-game set this year. Poole has it. Near sideline, dribbles into a double team. Wright falls down. Poole gets it back off a pass from Looney. Goes for a wild shot, no good. Oubre Jr. stuck in traffic. Throws it out to midcourt to Toscano Anderson. To Wiggins, back to Poole. He'll drive again. That no-look bounce to Looney. Stripped out of bounds by Wright. Nine to shoot, and the Warriors still with the ball. By the way, on Twitter at Warriors Box, you can answer our Twitter question, where and how are you listening, and who's the best actor in the association in honor of the Oscars, or if you just want to comment on the game, you can always get your input on that as well. Poole to Looney, hand off to Poole, turns, pump fake, goes up and got fouled by DeLon Wright, and DeLon Wright very upset with the call. Matt Boland spots an infraction. The Warriors get a break there. Need to get something going. Buddy Hield has 25 for Sacramento. His season high was end of February against Charlotte. He had 30. Poole with a free throw. That's his first point of the night. 16 minutes, only three shots. He does have five boards. Missed the second. Now the rebound goes to the Kings. Wright will take it up the near sideline. They lead by one. Curry on the bench, as always, to start the fourth quarter. Down, waiting. Wright finds Halliburton. Wheels on Oubre Jr. Goes all the way in. Oubre Jr. just trailed him the whole way. Never got in front of him. And a layup for Halliburton. It's 98-95. 10:08 to go. Kings lead. Warriors call time on the Warriors Radio Network, presented by United Airlines. 10:08 to go. The Warriors kind of losing their defensive edge there. Halliburton able to take it from the top of the key to the rim with very little resistance. Jordan Poole will bring it up. Warriors going right to left on your radio dial. Looney, hand off to Poole. Men on the other side by Wright. Crossover dribble off the hand of Wright. Golden State will maintain with 15 on the shot clock. And get well wishes go out to Orlando Magic head coach Steve Clifford. He's caught the virus. Ty Corbin working in his stead. Clifford, one of the great guys in the association. Ball downstairs. Wiggins, Poole, launches and hits a three on the right side. So he's had a quiet night until right there, burying a three to tie the game at 98. Halliburton drives on Looney. Lob inside Mattu with a shot no good and a foul. As Mattu was at an angle that a human body wouldn't get to normally.
Now that's when you're in the air,
yeah,
it gets a little scary because you don't know exactly where it's coming from, yeah, where you're going to land, and nice job of concentration.
Looney kind of backed into him.
Yep.
I don't think Looney saw him.
He didn't.
He didn't, and that's why.
He was just following the ball.
Right.
For a rebound and happened to ride up into him. But the Warriors got to force the Kings into something tough one of these possessions. It's been all layups and free throws.
Yeah, way too many easy looks allowed by the Warriors in this game tonight. The free throws by Mattu make it 100-98 off the pick. Poole, backward bounce to Looney. Hand off Wiggins. Wiggins, step back, 17-footer, in and out. Rebound corralled by Davis. Halliburton down the right side. Throws back up top, Davis working on Looney. Now, drive down the lane. Explodes the rim, no good. A whistle and a foul, and that's going to be on Looney. It's going to be number five. It's on Wiggins instead.
Again. Strong hand, straight line drive, get to the free throw line. I mean, they're not. And I can't put that one on Looney. I mean, Looney's out there doing the best he can, but someone's got to help.
Free throw by Davis is no good. Boy, I tell you what, we can actually hear fans talking, heckling, cheering. Nothing piped in. Free throw good by Davis, makes one of two. Sacramento started the fourth quarter. They were 9 of 10 from the free throw line. They're 16 of 18 right now. We played only 3 minutes. Wiggins, left side, downstairs, Oubre Jr. Posting up, Halliburton spins, goes up, rejected inside by Mattu. Knocked away, Halliburton comes out of the pack with it. Crossover on Wiggins, sees the floor, waits for his screen. Screen set, Halliburton doubled off the screen. Hook pass to the wing, Davis there, throws to Mattu, guarded by Oubre Jr. Mattu wants to go to work, shot clock at 6, now he has to go to work. Settles for a contested jumper, no good, and Looney the rebound. So the Warriors finally get Sacramento to take a shot that they don't want. Oubre Jr. left side, puts it on the deck. Spins, stops, throws it out to Looney. Touch pass JTA, back to Oubre. Corner three, short, rebound deflected. Oubre Jr. dribbles it right to Davis, who takes it away, and Halliburton comes back the other way. That was not a good possession.
No.
Halliburton stops and launches a three. It's up and good, and Sacramento leads by 6. 104-98, 4 minutes gone by. Lead pass Wiggins, fakes, and lays it in. They beat Sacramento down the floor and get an easy bucket.
Maybe that'll get Wiggins going. He just scuffled a little bit offensively tonight.
Draymond Green at the scorer's table. Curry is there now as well. Mattu at the pass goes right through his hands. Poole gets to it first. Steps around right. Drives in. Left hand. No good. Blocked away. Oubre Jr. right there to clean it up. And he laid it in.
Nice job of hustling by Oubre. Never assume a made layup.
104-102. Hustle by Poole to start the play on the deflected pass. Mattu with the catch. Looks outside to Harrison Barnes. Fakes on Poole, hesitation, drives in, knocked away by Looney, it's out of bounds. JTA says Barnes shot the ball. Steve Kerr won't use the challenge here. You'll have to just be patient for the green light challenge here in San Francisco.
Steve's like, who said challenge?
Yes.
It's not Draymond? No, let's go.
Luke Walton wants a timeout, though. 7:19 to go in the game, 104-102. Sacramento has a 2-point lead on the 95-7 The Game Warriors Radio Network presented by United Airlines. Stephen Curry comes in with 7:19 to go in the game, 104-102. Warriors don't play again until Tuesday against Dallas. It's been a very light practice week for the Warriors. Now Halliburton to throw it in. Far side of the basket to our left. Shot clock at six. Ball goes to the baseline right. Gets it over. A little push by Mattu. Up and no good. Rebound. JTA hands it back to Draymond. Curry, Draymond, Oubre, Poole, and Toscano Anderson. Curry to the timeline. Bounce pass to JTA on the left side. Now finds Poole. Off the screen by Draymond. Curry comes up top, ball batted down. JTA runs it down. Shovel to Curry. Curry back to JTA. Low pass, good catch. Back to Curry. Pump fake, fly by, three ball, no. And a defensive rebound right in front of the rim. Take it down by Sacramento and DeLon Wright. Off a pick by Mattu. Wright gets Draymond. Throws to Buddy Hield. Chased outside by Curry. Number one and two in made threes this year in the association. Back cut. Mattu goes up. Roofed by Draymond. Knocked away. Draymond takes it to the timeline. In traffic. Throws to Oubre Jr. Hesitates. Spins into trouble. And it's wrestled away by the Kings of Mattu. Halliburton takes it with a three-on-three. Warriors walked into a turnover there. Their 14th of the night. Buddy Hield backs up in the sideline. Ball to Halliburton. Barnes pops up. Gets the ball. Jab step on JTA. Fires away, short with a three. Rebound batted up by Poole. Grabbed by Oubre. Wiggins at the scorer's table. Ball to Draymond. Draymond to Curry. Curry held by Buddy Hield. Screened by Draymond. Curry gets Mattu. Shot clock at nine with the dribble. Waiting. Crossover. Crossover again. Step back. No. Nothing there. Curry downstairs to Draymond. Draymond fade away with two on the clock. No good. Rebound. JTA throws it out to Poole. Poole fakes. Throws it to Curry. Curry dribble drive. Curry down the lane. Got tripped and fouled. Curry's mad. I think he saw that opening. He knew he had 2 points. Buddy Hield protesting, jumping up and down in the paint.
What?
And I think it's because they said the foul was on.
That's a two-shot foul?
Halliburton.
I think they got him in the gathering.
In the gathering. In the gathering.
Well, what?
We're going to pause 10 seconds. Station identification as we gather our thoughts on the Warriors Radio Network. Curry missed the first free throw. You all right down there?
Yep, moving on. Moving on.
Second free throw good. It's a one-point game. Kings on top, 104-103. 5:27 to go. Buckle up. It's going to get bumpy from here. DeLon Wright to Buddy Hield. Hield gets it up top to Halliburton. Drifts right with a dribble. Straightens up and snaps off a chest pass to Hield on the far side. Hield crossover on Wiggins, takes it to the foul line, extended back over to Halliburton. He might have traveled, takes it down the lane. The floater is up and good. Halliburton showing off his skills. Lead pass Curry to Wiggins. Wiggins will save it, but he was out of bounds, and it's going to be Sacramento ball. Never really had control of it.
Now, that was a great look, but, man, if you miss that one, I mean, it's high reward, high risk.
Yeah.
Because it's either going to be a bucket or a turnover. There's not a lot in between on that one.
Curry is bleeding from the leg, so they will take a look at him and get it patched up here. So we have a little stoppage of play. A reminder, Dub Nation, we're excited to have you back at Chase Air. Great to watch everybody mill about in their jerseys. I even saw a Roni Turioff jersey. Wow. At the United Club behind us. And single game tickets for the remaining home games are available now. Go to Warriors.com to buy yours and learn more about our new health and safety protocols.
Well, Roni Turioff jersey, that's going to be what, 14, 15 years old?
Got to be.
Somewhere around there?
Yeah, it's been in the closet a while.
Yeah.
So,
dust
that one off.
I couldn't even tell you what number he was.
It was like 34, 35.
35? Maybe? Judd Bushler?
21, maybe. 21.
21, okay.
So says Alan Brown.
He
was. That's a thing. You know, I learned, you know, their faces and their habits, everything. I never really look at the numbers.
I know. I'm terrible with numbers.
Halliburton to Wright. Wright crowded by Curry. Steps into him. Reverse pivot now to clear some space. Shot clock at 10. Runs him through a Holmes screen. Now lost his dribble outside. Bad pass. Good catch by Holmes. Holmes with three. With two. Halliburton from way beyond the hash mark. Misses a three. Warriors' best defensive stand all night right there. Curry with the rebound. Behind the back. Left wing. Steps out. Lets it fly. No good. Rebound. Wiggins put back. Went to the rim and scores.
Big board. There you go. The shots aren't going. We'll get an offensive rebound and get a putback.
Got to stop. Getting themselves a better chance to win this game. Right with it. Half court set for Sacramento. Right. Bounce pass. Holmes down the lane. Goes up. Got fouled. Boy, they're lucky that was not an and one. Draymond Green with a foul. Green with his first foul. So Holmes to the free throw line. So far this year, he's 79%, which is pretty good for a big guy.
I can hear it now. Okay. If they lose this game, one of the first things Steve will talk about is their inability to defend without fouling. They held them to 9 free throw attempts through 3 quarters. They've already been to the line 10, now going to be the 11th time in the quarter.
We're in a clutch game, which is 5 points or less inside of 5 minutes left. Sacramento has a record of 18-16. In such games. And the Warriors are 11-14. Those have lost a lot of close games. 1 of 2 for Holmes. 2-point lead. Warriors with the ball. Bad pass by Curry. Knocked out of bounds by Holmes. It's going to be Golden State ball. And that's another break. Again, a little bit of a sloppy pass with 14 to shoot. Draymond will put it into play. Curry gets away from Heald. Steps in. Throws out. Oubre. Open. 3 ball. Short. Rebound Heald. That was a great look for Kelly Oubre Jr. 1 of 7 beyond the arc tonight. And he is 5 of 7 inside the arc. Halliburton sets up, starting for the right wing. Runs JTA through a screen, gets a switch. Halliburton gets Curry. Head fake with a dribble. He double dribbled. He picked up the ball and went down to do it again. That's our second double dribble of the game. Steve Kerr wants a timeout. 3:35 left. Warriors down 2. Can they pull it out on the Warriors Radio Network presented by United Airlines? So it's 107-105. Crowd trying to urge the Warriors on. Crowds will be getting bigger and bigger via increments. I think tonight was around 3,000. We've not received any word about that. Actually, they do get a word. 3252. So it's 3,252. Curry to bring the ball down the near wing. Warriors going right to left on your radio dial. Curry gets a series of screens, goes back up top to Draymond. They look for Wiggins on a post up on heel. Catches outside the left box, pass to the cutter. Draymond avoids traffic and goes in, scores, and we're tied at 107 with 3:16 to go.
Might need a little bit more of that down the stretch. Use Steph as a decoy, use some cuts.
This is a game the Warriors cannot afford to lose. Off the pick, Halliburton right sideline. Barnes gets a full start on Oubre. Hesitates, puts it in another gear, flipped it up wide right. And there's Draymond out of the pack with a tough rebound. Has a 3-on-3. Finds Wiggins. Fakes. Drives on heel. Throws it back up top to Draymond. Flipped it to Curry. Screen for Curry. It's a 3, and it is no good. Rebound deflected. Oubre Jr. had it. Can't get it to fall. Knocked away. It's out of bounds off Oubre. And it will be Sacramento possession, tied at 107.
Draymond said challenge it. Always listen to Draymond. Although Draymond wasn't in on the play. Yeah, Oubre told Draymond. Yeah. Steve's like, that doesn't count.
It's a sort of a third party insistence on the challenge. Yeah. So the Warriors need a stop here at 2:35 to go. Halliburton has played so well tonight for Sacramento despite not shooting well. Dribble drive, baseline, floats. Ooh. One up and in, and he thought he got fouled on the play. He might have. 109-107. What a tough shot by Halliburton. Curry off a pick, gets Harrison Barnes. Now gets another switch and throws the ball to Draymond. Again, they like Wiggins on heel. Wiggins moves right, decisive move, pass to Oubre Jr., goes up and scores and got fouled. Heald came over, tried to help the helper in Holmes and fouled Oubre Jr., and he has a chance to give the Warriors the lead.
Well, that was an athletic finish. I mean, just hung in the air, dropped it in the bucket. A nice find by Wiggins.
Well, one thing, Come on, nice find. Sacramento with Fox and Halliburton. They've got two good pieces on their guard line.
Yeah, they do.
Oubre Jr. makes the free throw. The Warriors have been outscored at the line by nine. They lead by one. 110-109. 2 minutes to go. Listen to this crowd at Chase Center. Only 3,200, but making a lot of noise. Blasting as Halliburton goes up, rejected. It's going to be a goaltend on Juan T. Halliburton again with another bucket.
Yep.
He's got 13 in the fourth quarter, 13 of his 22.
Oh, that was a nice move by Halliburton. Just crossed him over, went away from his strong hand, went to the left hand. And nice job getting the ball up on the glass quickly.
Goaltending is a replay trigger under 2 minutes.
So 1:55 to go. The goaltending call, if you heard Zach Zarba correctly opine there, that it is a replay trigger. It looked like it was a pretty easy call.
Yeah, it's absolutely goaltending. This should take one look, and then we're done. Let's move on. That hit the glass.
Tom's got a bus to catch. Don't forget the Ring Central Call and Review, official enterprise cloud communications partner of the Golden State Warriors. Ring Central, message, video, phone, together.
Confirmed.
See, there you go. I don't have anywhere to be. I just don't like wasting time. Don't waste my time when you can look at it once and go, all right, let's move on. We're good.
It's a quick use of replay. And Sacramento has their entire organization on the floor over there.
Comprehensive timeout, Tim.
Wow. So it's 111-110 at that bucket by Halliburton. 1:55 left. Can the Warriors find a way to pull this game out? They have had so many of these go the other way this year.
Well, again, I really think, Steph's always going to be the focal point, but I think when you run some plays with Steph, use him as some deception, you're going to get some great cuts to the bucket.
Steph down the far side. Pass to Draymond. Draymond takes it down the lane. Shovel to Oubre Jr. Good catch. Finger rolled it up and in over Holmes. Draymond's pass was on target, but it was a tough handle. And Oubre Jr. gives the Warriors the lead again, 112-111. 96 seconds to go. Halliburton down the near side. Throws back up top to Barnes. Barnes in deep. Harkless to Holmes. Right hand flip, no good. Zach Zarba spots a foul on Draymond Green. Boy, I tell you, it is interesting there that Harkless said there might have been a miscommunication. Harkless had two guys on him.
Yep.
And he is not a huge offensive threat. Holmes short arms the free throw and now can only tie here. Holmes having a very nice season for Sacramento. In the top 10 in shooting percentage in the restricted area and the paint, but he missed them both. Both free throws no good. Warriors with a lead in the ball after a Draymond board. Curry pick and roll with JTA. Tries to get some room. Gets Holmes in the middle. Crossover bumped by Holmes. Dribble drive down the lane to the rim. Inside hand no good. Tipped in by Draymond. Warriors up 3 with 1:08 to go. Timeout, Sacramento. Well, he wasn't absolutely a decoy, Tom, but he did draw two defenders.
Well, Draymond did a really nice job on that one, too, kind of walling off the defense. And then he was there. Both players went to Steph, and he was able to kind of clean up that rebound. What he did is hold off Harkless, so Harkless couldn't get over and help on Steph. But what that allowed him to do is sneak in behind him on that offensive rebound. So, yeah. Hey, at this point, anything he had to do to get a bucket.
Absolutely. Warriors right now, by the way, Dub Nation, you can win a big night in with the Warriors presented by Wingstop. Lucky fans receive a VIP virtual experience plus an exclusive cooking demo featuring a Wingstop chef. And there's more at Warriors alum Baron Davis. That's right. A cooking demo with a Wingstop chef and Baron Davis. Enter for your chance to win at wingstop.com/Warriors today. 114-101. Kings down to one timeout remaining. They're in the bonus. Kings have a foul to give. So first in the last 2 minutes and then another one. And that could come into play should they miss and then have to get the get the ball back. Warriors have two timeouts left. Draymond Green, season high 14. So, Tom, what would you expect? Would you expect Sacramento again to try to get Halliburton off a couple of switches on another defender?
Yeah, absolutely, because there's a minute left. You don't have to go for three, but you better keep an eye on Hill just in case. You better make sure you know where that guy is, because he could tie it up in a hurry.
6 of 8 beyond the arc tonight. Buddy Hield with 25. He stumbles up top. Ball goes downstairs to Barnes, guarded by Wiggins. Barnes spins, reverse, drop step move. Missed it. Rebound. Holmes put back. No good. Curry got the rebound. Oh, my goodness. How did he miss that? 55 seconds to go. Curry waiting. Taking his time. Screen set by Draymond. Curry gets Holmes again. Backs up, sees the double team coming. Bounce pass to Wiggins. Cross court to Draymond. Back to Curry. Bounce pass. One dribble. Up. No, it's going to be up and down on Curry. He went up to take the shot. Buddy Hield ran by him. He tried to make it into a dribble.
Wow. We got double dribbles, up and downs?
Wow.
This is incredible. My bingo card is full.
Boy, I think Curry might have got a piece of that shot.
I know
Holmes.
He did. Absolutely he did.
Halliburton. To the front court, to the logo, drifting right, throws to Hield. Draymond switches on to Hield. Hield with 10 on the shot clock, 28 seconds to go. Dribbles on Draymond. Draymond won't give him the three, knocked it out of bounds. He deflected the ball out of bounds. There's 7 on the shot clock, 24.6 left in the game.
That is a great job by Draymond, realizing that once again close to 24 seconds, do not let him get a three-point shot up. Same here. Press up on your guy. Make him go by you.
Halliburton gets it in the backcourt. 5 on the shot clock. Takes it across the timeline. Comes to the right side. Makes his move. Drives in. Goes up and scores with 18 seconds to go. Warriors up one. Curry in the backcourt. Throws it away to Hield. And then Hield fumbled it out of bounds.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh. Steve Kerr calls a timeout. So the rest of us can breathe again. I am flummoxed.
Wow.
Flabbergasted.
I don't even know. I don't have anything for it.
Curry got, first of all, he went to the corner, which is what you don't want to do. Got trapped there. And then threw a cross-court pass. But he had two timeouts. Could have called timeout right then.
That's what he should have done.
Instead, tries to make a play. Throws a soft cross-court pass. Got deflected, then Buddy Hield had it. He saw the goal coming, and he wanted to make it so badly that he kind of fumbled it out of bounds.
I mean, wow.
Oh.
I mean, Buddy Hield's going to be replaying that one over and over and over again on that drive back to Sacramento.
He had a layup.
Point blank.
There was nobody near.
Point blank layup. And he just lost it. Didn't even go up his knee. Just mishandled it.
Wow, wow, wow.
Yeah, and that was Steph would be, if they were to lose, Steph would have been kicking himself for not calling a timeout there. Because that just, you just hold on to the ball, hold on to the ball, hold on to the ball, and then when you have to, call the timeout. If they want to foul you, that's great. If not, you could just wait until 2 seconds are left before the 8 seconds expires. Call a timeout, good to go.
If you want to, Curry apparently never took a dribble so they can advance it.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Yeah. Now, that's a great example right there of why you don't automatically foul inside of like 30 seconds, because that kind of
exactly.
stuff can happen.
Absolutely.
Draymond,
give team time.
Draymond will put it into play, far sideline. Curry fakes, goes, catches the ball in the far wing, dribbles, and gets fouled by Sacramento with 11.7 to go. This game is far from over. Both teams with a timeout left. That's the first foul, as I mentioned, last 2 minutes. So now Curry will try to get free again.
I put three guys on Steph or the Kings. Three. I just say, you know what? Someone else is shooting free throws. It's not going to be this guy.
JTA with the handle. Curry runs into Draymond. Got free. Takes a handoff. Holds the ball. Steps through it. And got fouled by Harkless. So Curry will shoot with 9.2 to go. Mo Harkless and Juan Toscano-Anderson share a chuckle.
And usually these things are money, and I expect they will be. But he's actually missed two free throws tonight.
Curry hearing chants of MVP. Warriors 114, Kings 113. 9.2 to go. First free throw. No good.
Well, that changes the complexion.
Like the area of fog that rolls in changes the temperature immediately.
That sounded eerie.
But this More game's boating. Looking eerie.
Yes, it is.
Curry hits the second. Timeout Sacramento. 9.2 to go. 115-113. So, wow. Just wow.
Well, I would expect the ball to be in Halliburton's hands.
Yep.
And maybe a pick and roll with him and Holmes. You gotta tell yourself, at worst, we're going to overtime. We're not letting them get a wide-open three-point shot here. So if you happen to get beat a little bit, don't be too aggressive helping off a wing. Don't be too aggressive helping off Harrison Barnes. Certainly don't be aggressive at all helping off Buddy Hield. So you're going to play your defense. Try to stay in front of guys. Don't put them on the free throw line unless it's Holmes. Holmes gets the ball in a bad spot. Go ahead and wrap him up, grab him, make him hit two free throws, and give yourself a shot at the last shot. But whatever you do here, do not give up a three. Do not lose this on the last shot. They can tie it, but they're not going to beat you.
Thought maybe Peyton might get a call off the bench.
Well, that's a tough spot to put someone in.
Yeah.
Sitting around the whole half and then all of a sudden jam them in the game and expect them to be exactly, what we're doing. That's a tough spot for somebody.
I do find it rather interesting. Juan Toscano-Anderson getting clutch time minutes in a big way.
Steve can trust him.
Yeah.
That's obvious.
All right, so it's Toscano-Anderson, Oubre, Wiggins, Draymond, Curry. 9.2 to go. Warriors up 2-115-113. Halliburton is out there. Davis has checked in with Hield and Barnes at Holmes. Barnes with a catch. Back screen by Holmes for Halliburton. Doesn't work. Barnes up top. Dribbles on Wiggins. Takes a three off the dribble. Missed it. Curry got the rebound. Curry got fouled on the rebound with 0.7 to go. They'll walk down to the end to our left. And Stephen Curry with a chance to ice this one.
That was a nice job by Andrew Wiggins. Didn't step back too far. Maybe gave him a little bit, but that length got in Harrison Barnes' face, and that's a tough shot. I mean, Steph makes it look easy, but that's a tough shot, that step-back three with Wiggins flying at you.
And Wiggins close to the shooting hand, yep. Did everything right. Curry's free throw, first one good. 116-113. Kings are out of timeouts. Boy, on a night where Buddy Hield was on fire, Harrison Barnes was the best player on the floor for about a five-minute stretch. Curry hits both. Sacramento's going to end up with an L. Ball to Holmes. He'll throw it up after the buzzer. The ball game's over, and Golden State somehow comes out of this with a win. 117-113.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.